At the Gale River Trailhead in his hometown of Bethlehem, photographer Chris Whiten tells me about his grandfather, Clyde Smith.
He had a shop at the Flume. The Flume Sign Shop, they called it. So his job was to make signs for all the trails in the area. Because, I mean, they've all kind of slowly rotted away by now. I think there's one on Sanguinary Ridge up in Dixville Notch. It's just an arrow sign, but I recognize his work.
It's the last of his grandfather's signs, Whiten thinks. We head up the Gale River Trail. But where we're going, he reminds me, there won't be any helpful arrows pointing the way.
The Hawthorne Falls. There's no hiking trail that goes near it, and it still shows up on a lot of maps. Most people don't know about it. It's actually the first one of the lost waterfalls that I ever went to, so it kind of started my passion for checking these out. Really kind of sad that something like that, that used to be a destination, just kind of got routed around and people forgot about it.
In the 1930s, hurricane floods destroyed the former trail.
So they decided to reroute the trail. And they rerouted away from this really very pretty 70-foot tall waterfall. And ever since, it's just been something out in the woods.
After crossing the Garfield Stream, we leave the known trail and Whiten head straight off into heavy forest.
And the woods aren't very friendly. Oh, there's so many blowdowns and holes and rotted spots.
We bushwhack alongside the stream through constant branches, fallen trees, moss traps. It's an overcast day. We hear thunder in the distance.
This is when you want to photograph waterfalls because you don't have sun glare. And waterfalls, usually you're dealing with a long exposure. Long exposures, the less light, the better.
10 years ago, Whiten found his way here after reading an old guidebook that mentioned Hawthorne Falls. He grabbed his camera and spent 2 days wandering the stream until he found it.
Took some shots, got back, and thought to myself, you know, it took me forever to figure out what this even looked like, because there's nothing online, there's no pictures online.
So Whiten put his photos online and sent one off to the owner of a popular waterfall website.
And he posted that picture as his official photo of the falls, and got them on Google Earth and a few other things. And, you know, I thought that was pretty cool at the time, because I was just doing this for fun.
It got even cooler, Whiten says, when he noticed that his lone shot had put the forgotten place back on the map.
If you go online now and look up Hawthorne Falls, you'll find many trip reports and photos.
Whiten began to collect old maps and newspapers and assemble the list of forgotten waterfalls.
So I thought it wouldn't be cool to go out and get a photo of each one of these, so I started doing that. I like to think I'm trying to bring them out to the public eye.
You're sort of a waterfall hunter.
Yeah.
So far, Whiten has found about 50 lost waterfalls.
There's a bunch in Warren. There's Oak Falls. There's Rocky Falls. There's one called Dixie Falls that shows up in one of these old logging books. And I found an old-timer up there that showed me where it was. So that's way, way up and near the Dartmouth College Grant.
Whiten volunteers with search and rescue. And during a training run on Stinson Mountain, he came across one of the most spectacular waterfalls he'd ever seen.
And we couldn't find any name for it. Again, a giant 70-foot waterfall in a box canyon in an old lava dike. We could not find in any book, or I contacted some local historians in Rumney. Couldn't find anyone who had heard of it or knew of an old name. So we called it Rumney Canyon Falls.
It takes an hour and a half to walk a mile and a half. But finally, we arrive.
This is Hawthorne Falls. It's a beauty. When the water's roaring, it's something else. It's one of the bigger White Mountain waterfalls out there. And to think 10 years ago, I couldn't find a picture of this in a book, on the web, anywhere.
Now, there are clear signs of visitors around the edges. Trampled moss, wood chips below fallen trees cleared by chainsaw. Whiten sets his camera on a tripod. He'd normally come in late June with the river at its peak. And if he was here alone, he'd take 1,000 pictures and maybe keep 2 or 3.
A straight-on shot of the waterfall isn't usually the best thing. You want to get a nice rock or some leaves on a rock or a minor cascade below, something in the foreground. And the trick of it is to get the person who's looking at the photograph, get their eyes a place to start and the lead into the photo to end up at the main event.
We stare at the main event.
I can't believe they didn't, you know, when they switched the trails around back in the 30s, that they didn't make it still come this way. Because the Gale River Trail is pretty dull. I mean, there's nothing on it until you get to the top. This would be a great diversion.
Up on a ridge in Dixville Notch, Clyde Smith's last wooden arrow has been pointing at the same trail for years now. For the last decade, his grandson, using a different kind of arrow, has been pointing out all the places a trail could be in the years to come. For NHPR, I'm Sean Hurley.